Welcome to the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer podcast. I'm your host, Keegan Lanier. I'm a corporate professional by day and side hustling web designer by night. I'm inviting you to come alongside me as I take my web design side hustle full-time. I share the highs, lows, lessons learned, resources, and strategies I learned to help you do the same. Together, we'll go from side hustle to full-time web designer. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer podcast. I'm your host, Keegan Lanier, and in today, you caught the title. I'm giving back to you. I'm giving back to those of you who've been loyal and faithful for the last 3.5 years. Holy smokes. 3.5 years. Where's the time gone? But what I mean by that is, you all have seen the changes that have happened in the podcast over the years, right? We've gone from being the Divi Addicts podcast to being addicted to WordPress, and now the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer podcast, where I'm just sharing my journey, talking about lessons learned along the way. And one of those products that I put out about 1.5 years ago or 1 year ago, I recorded the videos. It's 15 videos, and I packaged them into a course. Well, to be quite honest with you, the website that it was on was sucks. It was just not good, right? So what I've been doing over the last few months is rebuilding KeeganLanier.com, and I'm finally at the point where I've integrated that WordPress website weekend challenge into the site. So the course is there, the materials are there, the outline's there, the sales page is there, even though it is a free website weekend challenge. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. For those of you who are faithful to the podcast, I know that you want to be building websites. You wouldn't be listening to a WordPress side hustle focused podcast if you didn't care about design. So whether you're old in the business or new, this is a foundation, right? So in lesson number one, or module number one, it's just an introduction. I want to tell you who I am, what I'm all about, which those of you who are here, you already know, right? And then we go in to learn about WordPress. So I want to show people what WordPress is, what it isn't, and why it's a great platform to build on. And then we go into the good stuff, right? The foundation of a website. So the critical basics that every successful website needs. And that's where to get a domain, different types of hosting. And then I'll talk about my favorite, which I'll link up below in the show notes. It's Flywheel Hosting. You know, the foundation of any great website, and you guys know this, the foundation of any great website is always the hosting. It's the foundation you build your house on. It's got to be good, right? It's got to be strong. It's got to be solid. And so Flywheel's always been the host of choice. And I talk in all of these, like putting them together, right? Where to go to buy a domain, how to set up name servers if you have to go that route, how to point that domain to the hosting, the fact that they're not all one. You know, some people don't even get that. Well, if I go and buy a domain from GoDaddy, I'm good, right? Well, kind of. Like, that's one part, but that's not all the way there. And so that gets through module number three, and then we go into module number four, where I'm just talking WordPress basics. It's all about WordPress basics. I want to take you through settings and permalinks and plugins and themes and all those things that make up WordPress. And that takes us into lesson number five, or module number five, which is about what I think is one of the best frameworks out there, and that's Divi. And it's only getting better. It's lightweight. They've got the new dynamic modules and everything that's been added into it to make it lighter, faster, better perform, all those things. But in lesson number one, I specifically talk what is Divi, explaining that it's a theme, that it's a page builder, and that if anybody's out there who's looking at Shopify or Weebly, Wix, Squarespace, any of those, Divi, it gives you the power of WordPress because you're running it on WordPress, but it gives you the visual builder that a lot of people are looking for because it's easy. Then lesson number two, we talk about starting your first site, how to actually fire it up, what that process looks like. And then we go to lesson number three, specifically on how Divi works. So in that, we talk through the visual builder and go into more details about Divi itself. And then we go into module number six, where we talk about tools, specifically the plugins, right? And we talk about standard plugins, you know, things you can find really easily inside a WordPress repo. And then we go into how do you find great, safe plugins, because there's a lot of malicious plugins, there's a lot of poorly coded plugins. You have to do your research, and we talk a lot about that in lesson number two in module six. And then the final module, where we pull this whole thing together, is when we go to launch. And in the first lesson, we talk about connecting that domain to your web hosting, right? Bridging the gap, telling the post office where your address is or what your new address is so that you can get your mail. That's kind of what that is. We're connecting the domain to web host. And then lesson number two, because we are using Flywheel hosting, we walk you through how to set up the SSL for security inside of Flywheel. And then lesson number three is when we connect all of that to the wide, wide world of Google. You know, Google runs the internet, and if you're not connected to them, you don't have analytics, you don't have Search Console set up, then you're really not seen by the world. That's just the reality of the way things are at the moment. And who knows where that'll be in the future, but as of right now, it's all about Google. And so that takes you through the 15 lessons that are in this. And the reason I walk through each one of those here is because if you're stumbling into this and you're interested in a full-time web design gig, and you're not really sure, you don't have your tech stack figured out, you know, but you're hungry to learn WordPress, you're focused on building quality websites, you're bootstrapping your own business, and you really want to kick that side hustle into full gear, this is a great thing for you. I think that there will be something that you gain from this, whether it's a new tool, whether it's a new plugin, or whatever the case may be. There's going to be a nugget of wisdom that's worth your time inside of this. You know, if you're not interested in web design and you're just listening to this because you are interested in my side hustle journey, I would not go and do this unless you want to build a brand and you're trying to build a real side hustle, not just being entertained by the journey, which that's probably not the case. I'm not the most entertaining guy. But if you are interested in building a real business and it's not in web design, you can probably still learn something from this. You know, specifically how to build the website for your business, because you want to build a good website, not a crappy one. If you'd rather pay someone to build sites for you, this ain't for you. You know, if you have a web designer already, this ain't for you. You know, if you already have web design figured out, this definitely is not for you. If you're a pro, this is not going to bring you a whole ton if you got your tech stack figured out. This is for entry level, you know, just the beginners. And the cool thing about it is that for less than about $150, you can have your site up. And that's $150, and a lot of that's going to cost, like, that's the whole year. So that's Divi. That's the first month. Like, it's paying for Divi for a year. It's paying for your domain for a year. And then it's paying for a month of hosting. So you can get it up and running for under $150. Start your side hustle. Get your site out there. Start driving traffic. And be seen as legitimate in the World Wide Web. So, you know, I really just want to wrap this whole thing up by saying, like, this is truly, I wanted to give this away as a foundational piece. I built it to give it away because I see so many people who are getting into web design who make really, really bad choices, myself included. And I've talked about it at length in older episodes on the podcast. Big mistakes that cost a lot of time and a lot of money, because time is money. So they may not be the most expensive, but they cost a ton of money because you got to go back and fix them or move them or whatever. And it's your reputation too, right? You want to get ahead, and you can get ahead by learning from other people's mistakes or their experience. So hopefully this will give you the perfect framework to at least get started. A great tech stack, the things you need to build a good, reliable, successful website. And so hopefully you really truly enjoy this. And again, as I end most of these episodes with, if this stuff resonates with you or someone that you know, please share it. It would be the best thing that you could possibly do for me and for the podcast. It's a great way to support, and I would truly, truly appreciate it. And I've kind of hinted, you know, that we're going to be getting back into some more technical stuff, because a lot of this is been talking about my struggles in the side hustle experiment that I'm going through. I am going to get back into some real, hopefully more technical things here shortly, and sharing good WordPress tips and plugins and the things that you all have come to really expect from the podcast. And so we're going to just encompass all these things, sharing the journey, talking tips, and we're going to continue to move down the road. So I appreciate you. I really, really, really do. And I can't tell you enough. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Keegan. I hope you have an amazing, amazing week, and we'll catch you in the very next episode. Thanks for listening to the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Also, visit KeeganLanier.com to stay in touch.